Hello everyone and welcome to our podcast. I'm here with our Desert Star Academy podcasting class and it is September 8th, 2022 and the remembrance of 9/11 is right around the corner. There may be some sensitive material in this podcast, so if you're sensitive about the acts of 9/11, this may not be the best podcast to listen to. Most of us semi-know what 9/11 is and what happened with the World Trade Centers on that day. If some of you don't know what happened on September 11th of 2001, then this can help you understand how it affected the world and how it affected everyone after it had happened. So the topic that we're going to start off with is who planned the acts of 9/11? Does anyone know who actually planned the acts and how it happened before the attacks were placed?
Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden is considered the mastermind of the attacks. Through Khalil Sheikh, Muhammad was the planner.
It's Al-Qaeda, right? Like you pronounce it?
Yeah,
Al-Qaeda?
It's
Al-Qaeda.
Okay.
I
thought you said Al-Qaeda for a second.
Yeah, it sounded like that, but...
Is this recording?
Okay.
Welcome back to the podcast, and again, our topic is about the remembrance of 9/11 and about 9/11. So, most of us semi-know what 9/11 is and what happened with the World Trade Centers on that day. If some of you on this podcast and are listening to this podcast don't know what happened on 9/11 or September 11th of 2001, then this can help you understand how it affected the world and how it affected everyone after it happened. So today we're going to start off the podcast with the topic, who planned the acts of 9/11, like before it was placed.
Most people think it's Osama bin Laden, but other people think it's someone else who is an operational planner. I'm not going to try to pronounce the name because...
Yeah, I know that I see on mine it says by late 1998 or early 1999, bin Laden and his advisors had agreed on an idea and brought them by, I'm sorry if anyone has this ethnicity and I'm butchering his name, but I'm going to try and say it. It says Khalid Sheikh Mohammed called the planes operation and it would eventually culminate in the 9/11 attacks. It also says bin Laden and his chief of operations, Mohammed Atef, occupied undisputed leadership positions atop Al-Qaeda. There was a lot of very hard names to pronounce.
I could probably do like a... I could see how you're supposed to pronounce it if you want.
No,
okay.
It's okay. I just was telling people, just in case.
All right.
I don't want to hurt people's feelings.
Or you can go into what's it called, and it'll pronounce it for you.
Yeah, that's what I was
so that you know how to say it.
So the group sent 19 terrorists to hijack two planes, which they crashed into the Twin Towers. And they also hijacked another plane, which tried to crash into the Pentagon.
Yeah, a lot of people do forget about how the terrorists or the Al-Qaeda group sent more terrorists to crash into the Pentagon. A lot of people just think it's only the Twin Towers. And when I first knew about the Twin Towers, I never knew that they placed an attack on the Pentagon until I actually started researching and looking at just everything about 9/11, like podcasts, documentaries, shows, reenactments. I watched so many things to get a grip of it, and I watched this one really touching movie. I completely forgot the name. It was about a year ago when I watched it. But within 10 minutes of watching it, I saw the first plane hit, and I saw people running down the street with like dust and just blood running down, and it was so heartbreaking, and I was in tears within 10-15 minutes of that movie starting. But it's really touching to some people to their hearts, because a lot of people, they had families in those firefighters. Like, I know my grandpa, he was a firefighter when this happened. So they were in California, but they were getting suited up, and they were ready just in case they needed more firemen to go there, and they were ready with their helicopter and everything. They were just ready to go if they needed any more backup, because they had used almost every station in New York and a lot of states around them. And my grandpa knew they probably were not going to call for California firemen, but they just suited up anyway, because they saw it on that TV and they were like, let's get suited up, let's get the helicopter ready, and if they need us, or if they look like they're short on firemen, we will fly over there and be there within 2 hours. Because I don't know why, but it was just amazing how they were just suited up and they were sitting on that roof waiting for them to call and ask for more firefighters. And it was just so touching.
Because 343 firefighters died at 9/11. And more people got injured, like 25,000 people got injured. Over 2,000 people died, and at least 10,000 people escaped.
Yeah, I know. So today we're gonna talk about who and about Osama bin Laden. So Osama bin Laden is the tribe leader of Al-Qaeda, and he planned the complete hijack and the terrorist attack for 9/11. So that is the basic info. So if anyone else wants to add anything.
So, you know, what I researched over the break was that he wasn't just the mastermind of it. He was actually a CIA operative that was trained by American citizens. And I shouldn't say citizens, but American agencies is the proper way of saying this. And what is interesting is that his ideology or his thought process of placing 19 people, Islamic citizens, just to fly into a building is really, really, really unrecognizable to even fathom that idea. But he did it. And he was one of the major masterminds behind the 9/11. However, just recently, I am not going to butcher his name, but last year, this new Al-Qaeda idealist and I guess third party or branch off of Osama bin Laden was killed in an air raid attack by U.S. forces in Afghanistan. So they're still today, 22 years later, there are still U.S. military forces and agencies that are still looking for more people that were involved with the 9/11 and the Pentagon attacks on American soil. So it's not over. I think it's really interesting, though, to see how long this has been going on.
Just looked it up, and does anyone know how many children Bin Laden fathered? If you don't, it says Bin Laden fathered between 20 and 24 children.
That's a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
A fun fact is some people think he is short, but he's actually 6'5".
What?
He's very tall. So he had over 20 children. 6'5".
Okay. What's our next topic?
What about the planes hitting
What happened inside of the tower? So if you can find an article on someone who was like actually inside of the towers. That's what I have. I have it by Bob. So our next topic will be what happened inside of the towers, or what happened to people when they were inside the towers and tried to get out. So does anyone want to start
night, the people did not plan to hit the second tower. They planned to hit the White House, but they couldn't, so they just hit the second tower.
And there's many different survivor stories on what happened in the two different towers.
Yeah, definitely. I know that the article that I'm using right now, it does not say name. It says an official website of the United States government. So this is by the United States government. And it says 9/11 stories. I was trapped inside the World Trade Center when it happened. And the person who wrote this article, their name was Bob Swier. His last name is kind of hard to say. Swierowski. And he said that it was the loudest bang I ever heard. It wasn't just a single sound, but seemed to reverberate for over a second. Since I was located on the fourth floor of 6 World Trade Center, I couldn't tell what just happened. One of my employees then noticed that some debris has fallen from above right past my window. It was then that my front office employees and I decided we should evacuate the building, even though an alarm had not gone off yet. Since the 1993 bombing at World Trade Center, we were always prepared to leave the building whenever we felt threatened by any type of incident. So that says that he was actually there when the plane flew into the tower, and that it wasn't the only time that the World Trade Centers have been near or in a terrorist attack. Because it says in 1993 there was a bomb of the world, or not of, but at the World Trade Center. So that, I never knew that there was a bombing. I've only known that there was the Twin Towers that collapsed from the planes.
Another story of a survivor. He worked in the Twin Towers with some of his colleagues, and September 10th, he was talking to his colleague about how airplanes don't hit the building. And that was the day before, and then they felt, the next day, they felt the building lurch forward and return back into place. And he just thought it was an earthquake because he had buildings in San Francisco. So then he started to get under the table. But he knew better. His colleagues knew better and quickly began to make their way towards the stairwell. The survivor story, he called his wife on his phone. He said he's fine. He's leaving the floor now. He'll call when he gets to the bottom. As they made their way towards the stairs, he recalls someone yelling in the background that the airplane had hit the building. There was a lot of traffic on those stairs, he remembers. He got up to the floor 75 and stopped to wait for my longtime colleague Bob, who was making sure our floor had cleared out. And he says the stairwells were very narrow, so there wasn't a whole lot of room for them to get out. And only 2 people wide. And the traffic slowed to a stop at 465. And he couldn't see anything. At the time, there were no cell or smartphones, but in addition to his flip phone, he had a pager. The pager could send and receive short emails. And he had programmed to give him stock-related news. And began to buzz with the reports of the stock market opening being delayed because a plane had hit the Twin Towers. And then the news came in of a second plane and mentions of terrorist activity. He also began sending emails to his wife. Those emails became my lifeline, my day, he says. The irony is that the pager nearly got left behind in Charlotte the day.
Okay, 10 minutes, because we have to clean it up.
When Dave got to the end of the floor, somebody got out, he started running, and then he made it out with his co-worker, Bob. And then they got off the island of Manhattan, because they didn't want to be there anymore.
So another thing is when the first airplane hit the first tower, there was a lady who survived, because that airplane, it went in and there was people at those windows and they were working and many people died. And there was a lady who, her name was Marcy Borders, and she was an American legal assistant who worked for the Bank of America. And she was in the World Trade Center, and she was having a meeting with someone up in their office. And as the tower hit, she avoided that plane when it came into the tower, and she somehow made it to the impact hole, and she saw airplanes and helicopters and just emergency vehicles everywhere, and she was waving from the impact hole to see if anyone would see her, and so that she could show where it was. But I know that was probably a very hard concept. So, and then she eventually ended up jumping.
So I think Aiden and Brian have something they wanted to share too.
Yeah, we have a lot about the aftermath, because there was a lot during the attack, but when that attack happened, there was a lot going on in the world.
Yeah, it took about 8 months to clean up all the aftermath of what happened.
Yeah. And even then, there's the president was reading books to children and stories, so he couldn't even do much. Because he was just there taking phone calls and stuff in a classroom, just kind of sitting there.
Yeah,
but if you also think about it, it wasn't just the Twin Towers that got collapsed. When they collapsed, they also crushed other buildings.
Yeah. Heard a lot about stories, and there's a lot of footage and stuff and videos.
Yeah. 3,000 people were killed, and 4 of them were police officers and firefighters.
Yeah. There's a lot of them, there's a lot of footage back then of people hiding in buildings and stuff and seeing all the rubble collapse and waves of dust hitting them.
Think about the training, Aiden, you guys, the eighth graders did today, how that could have been actually very, useful, thank you so much. Useful to even some of the staff members that would have been working there at that particular time, and how it would have actually impacted and made a difference for even for the firefighters that, were so busy trying to help other people on the ground, out, not even inside the building, just outside the building, around it. It's pretty interesting.
There was 1.8 million tons of wreckage from it.
Yeah, I know there's two battleships that America made with the leftover steel. They melted down and made 2 battleships.
Yeah, and also there's a lot of tribute to the 9/11 towers, because even the Queen of England, or was the Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth herself, broke a 341 tradition by, instead of playing
year tradition.
Yeah, year tradition. Instead of playing the normal song they usually play with by changing the guards of England, they played the America's theme song.
Whoa.
Anthem.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's an interesting fact.
Very interesting fact.
More than 20 people were crushed by 500 pounds of blocks falling from the plane.
It's amazing to imagine just the fuel and how hot it could actually get.
Yeah, the fuel just dropping on people.
Because Jordan mentioned that builder earlier. What was his name again, Jordan? The builder from San Francisco.
Oh, Dave.
So Dave, I remember reading a story about him talking about an actual it was a short Cessna plane, and how it actually crashed into the World Trade Center back in 97. So it's really interesting. It was never meant to be moved. So it's quite interesting.
Yeah, and that also wasn't the first attack. There was another attack, and it was a bombing, and it killed 6 people.
Yeah,
I can't imagine how hard it was for those people who were in the lower parts of the towers, because... Thank you so much for everyone who listened to this part of our podcast. And our sympathies go to the royal family for the passing of Queen Elizabeth. We all know how very sad that was, how she passed away. But again, thank you for everyone for listening to this. And it we want to thank our sponsors.
Yes, our sponsors too.
And thank you for the article, for the people who made the articles. I know that Dave and Bob were two of our main articles that we used. So thank you.
And thank you so much to Mojave Daily Newspaper for putting out good information for us to read as a class and as a school and community. And then also, let's not forget the 8th annual Slaborama Barbecue Challenge at Rotary on January 13th and 14th.